Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on what's taking place at the state capitol. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This is Karen Bowling, and welcome to the Capitol Buzz. The 105th Legislature, second session convened on Wednesday, January 3rd. Nebraska Family Alliance is grateful to Christian Radio for providing us the opportunity to bring you this weekly update on important news and events inside the state capitol of Nebraska during the legislature. This past week has been a very special week, as two significant proclamations were signed by Governor Pete Ricketts. On January 16th, Governor Ricketts signed the Religious Freedom Day Proclamation, and it is an anniversary of the 1786 Virginia Statute on Religious Freedom that restrained the practice of taxing people to pay for the support of the local clergy and protected the civil rights of people to express their religious beliefs without suffering discrimination. Nebraska Family Alliance was pleased to be a part of this special celebration. Also, the proclamation honoring Human Trafficking Awareness Day took place in the rotunda with both Governor Ricketts and Attorney General Doug Peterson. We have worked for years to see the injustice of human trafficking come to an end in our state. The proclamation also informed Nebraskans of the Demand an End campaign, which goes after sex buyers in our state and informing them you're not welcome here. January 18th was the last day to introduce bills. We now have almost 700 bills. One significant bill we want to tell you about is LB 747. This would close the bottle club loophole and stop sexual exploitation in the state of Nebraska. This is Karen Bowling of Nebraska Family Alliance signing off on the Capitol Buzz. Until next week.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Capitol Buzz. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, visit our website at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call us at 1-888-777-5188. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter.